Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God.
Chapter 19, and we're going to read the first 10 verses, and for this you will say, Zacchaeus paid a steep price for his wealth, and he knew something was missing, and it was time to fill this hole in his heart. Our passage tells us that he was trying to see Jesus, and I get so much out of this. He was trying to see Jesus. Why would he seek Jesus? We have to assume that he had heard Jesus teach at some point about Jesus' teaching. You think news now come about? News never like a carrier. So he heard that Jesus was in Jericho. Whether it was by phone line, whether it was by people walking by, he heard that Jesus was in Jericho. And Zacchaeus made up. He was compelled in his spirit to seek out Jesus. He made up his mind. Here is a grown man who is literally running through the streets, as it were, and the alleys of Jericho to see Jesus, because he was determined to catch a glimpse. He was not only short naturally, but he was also short on character. He was short on character. He did not stand tall in any way. And Jesus would have been a little difficult to find in a crowd, since he would not have been dressed in some fancy suit, robe. He would have been dressed ordinary. But nevertheless, Zacchaeus was seeking him, and something gave him hope that Jesus could transform his miserable life. One thing that struck me is that he was seeking Jesus. But before he could reach out to Jesus with his mouth to say, Jesus, I am up here. Jesus knew that he was up there, because the Bible tells us that when he got there, he looked up. It didn't say that he touched Jesus like the woman with the issue of blood. It didn't say that Jesus felt virtue come out of him. It didn't say that he called him by his name, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. It didn't say he did that. But it told me that when Jesus came to this place, he looked up and he saw him. And before Zacchaeus could open his mouth, he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. So he knows where you are. He knows where we are. And he knows us by name. If one is seeking true transformation, it will not be found in a self-help book or a 12-step program. Although those can be tools to help us make some good changes, resetting comes through Jesus Christ. How many have dedicated this week or part of the week thereof for prayer and fasting this week that has gone? How many have spent part of this week repenting or meditating on the fruit of the Spirit, as it were, as instructed as a church family? How many were intentional of at least praying and meditating on the fruit, even if you couldn't fast. How many? Could be many. Could be not. But Zacchaeus was intentional about what he had to do. And by his intent, his intention was pure. He was not malicious. He was not following the crowd. There are some that follow the crowd. Wherever the crowd is going, they're going. He was not following the crowd. He wanted to see Jesus, and Jesus saw his intent. He wanted to see Jesus, and Jesus was seeing him. Zacchaeus was drawn to Jesus because he needed a transformation. He needed to be a new creation. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and look, new things will come. In order for new things to come, the old things must pass away, because you can't put new wine in old wineskins. When you buy new clothes, you make sure that your wardrobe is clean up before you put them in. When you take down the clothes, you don't put them back up in a dusty wardrobe. My God, you take them down, you dust and you clean and you wipe with vinegar and whatever else you wipe with. And you make sure that when you put your clothes in there and they're clean, because when you take them out, you want to be able to put them on. How many of you like to take up your clothes and see stains in them or dust? You don't like that. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It don't matter what the crowd murmur and say. It don't matter what the people got to say. But I know I am a new creation in Christ. All things are passed away. Like a snake that sheds skin, the old will pass away. And behold, all things become new. So Zacchaeus was willing to do what it took to see Jesus, even if it meant climbing out on a limb by himself. The Bible doesn't tell me that anybody else climbed up in the tree with him. He went out on a limb by himself. How many of us are willing to go out on a limb by ourselves to see Jesus for ourselves? Let me put that in there. How many? Let me rephrase that. Are you willing to go out on a limb by yourself to see Jesus for yourself? So many people are seeking a new beginning, yet they walk away in frustration. But sometimes this frustration is because we want to do it our own way. We think we know best. We think we have it covered. But this is not the case. In Jesus, we can have that new beginning. Transformation begins with Jesus. Verse 5 tells me when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw and he said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I will dwell. I must abide at thy house. One of the things I want to drive home this morning is that God is seeing you where you are. He knows you by name, and he wants to abide at your house. Let us go to verse 6. It says that Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully. I wonder if you can remember the first point that I made about transformation, resetting. The first point was that it begins with Jesus Christ. The second point I want you to note is that transformation involves allowing Jesus into your life. Zacchaeus could have said, no, Jesus, I can just say for the moment. I just wanted to see you to make sure you were real. No, I can't allow you in my house. I'm a sinner. What do you want with me? He could have said that. Zacchaeus could have said, no, Jesus, you could keep going. Somebody else, you know, another time. Oftentimes, like we say, another time. He could have said another time. But Zacchaeus made haste and came down, and the Bible says he received him into his house joyfully. Zacchaeus did not go home and fix up the front house, clean up the kitchen, make up the bed, and then invite Jesus in. He had time for that. So Jesus is not expecting us to clean it up and then invite him in. He is the one who will do the cleaning up. All he wants us to do is to make haste. Come down. Come down from where you are and receive him joyfully. Because right there and then Jesus is with Zacchaeus. You can carry a guest to your house and say, stay out here. I can come back for you in 10 minutes. That is bad manners. So Zacchaeus came down. Jesus waited on him. And together I believe that they walked to the house. And he opened the door and he went in. And Jesus received him just as he was. Short in character, short in stature, a thief, a robber, tax collector, that was extorting people. He received him just as he were. And the Bible tells me in the next verse, when they saw it, they all murmured and said that he had gone to be guests, but we ain't care about that, because it tells me if they murmured then, they will murmur now. My God, have mercy. So let them murmur, because verse 8 tells me that after Jesus had been received joyfully, Zacchaeus stood up and said unto his Lord, "Behold, Lord, I know my shortcomings. I know what I have done wrong, and I am willing to make it right. Lord, half of my goods that I have, I will give to the poor, and to all those that I falsely took things from, I will restore not the same amount, but fourfold." Can I tell somebody today that when Jesus comes into your heart, there is a transformation that takes place that causes you to want to make wrong things right? It is not enough to say, "I am saved," and you keep the baggage that you have and you walk with it, but you get rid of it. You make good on the wrong that you have done. The people that you have hurt, you ask forgiveness. The people that you have wronged, you ask forgiveness. The people that have wronged you, you ask forgiveness still. My God, and you shed the Lord. "I am not the old man anymore. I am a new creation." They murmured for Zacchaeus. They will murmur for you too. But the point is, you want to receive Jesus joyfully, so don't let the crowd stop you. Zacchaeus could have allowed the crowd to stop him, but no, he wanted to see Jesus for himself, and that he did, and he got more than he bargained for. So after having that experience with Jesus, after allowing Jesus into his filthy house with all the books on the table, all the people checks, all the money that he was paid to the Roman government, with everything in there, Jesus came in, and straightway Zacchaeus recognized what he had been doing was wrong. The Bible says, and he said unto the Lord, "Behold," look, he showed the Lord, "Look, half of my goods I give to the poor."
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, BT A Place For You, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you.